So, because of the past imprint, then you see, then next life when I was born, human being again, doing the same, having the same wrong view, heresy, cunning, you know, heresy and the cunning, telling others without having the, you know, achievement, then telling others one has these qualities, or you see, hiding one's own mistakes. So you see, so things like that. Those are the those are say the doing the same thing again. So creating a result similar to the cause. Then you see having difficulties in the life, you know, by meeting the by say. Meeting others, you know, having obstacles in life by meeting others who has a heresy, wrong views. you see, say, giving you wrong views. those can be, you see, experiencing results of the cause. So then the covetousness. That need karma has also four suffering results. So positive result to do the place and that where one live, you know, place where one live, even with time when one is a human being. So the, you see, enjoyment year by year, month by month is get degenerated, you know. Even day by day, you see, it doesn't increase, it decreases, become less and less. You see, and then the claim result, again having covetousness, wanting to have, you see, having attachment, rising attachment again, to, you see, to have, you know, things. And then, you see, a dissatisfied mind. So mind is so dissatisfied, so discontent, so dissatisfied, so unhappy. You see, want more and more and more. How much one get? Never satisfied. Want more and more. You see, better and better. Never get satisfied. So that, that is, you see, the experience and the results of the cause. So life becomes so miserable, so unhappy. So those are, you see, experience and results of the cause of covetousness. Then the ill will, possessed result of ill will is, you see, even when one became a human being, then one is in the place where one experiences cold, a lot of harm, you know, you see, disease such as the colds, so forth, you know, many, you see, those various disease, you know, contagious disease, you see. Then also, you see, quarrels, you know, fighting, then war, then also, you see, harms by animals. One is harmed by animals, you see, such as a poisonous snake, and then such as a mosquitoes, you know, mosquitoes biting, you see, those insects biting, you know, ants and so forth. How you see, they are that. So those tiny creatures, tiny insects biting, you see. So even those things, you see, and then receiving harm from thieves, robbers. So all these things, you see, disease, receiving many diseases, receiving many harm, contagious disease, you know. And then so war, fighting. Even the insects, those animals, harming, biting, all these things possessed result of the ill will. So therefore, we should remember, when we experience this contagious disease and when we have fever and the tuberculosis, the AIDS, and so forth, all these things, even the tiny insect biting you, we should remember as immediately recognize the karma, the ill will. The rest is same. Then okay, now so now these are not only the negative karma. This is some example. Ten and virtue is some basic negative karma. This is not only the negative karma. Here some example in the teachings is some for us to manage it, for us to realize the karma, to abandon cause of suffering, negative karma, and to practice virtuous karma. Some example is given. The ten and virtuous action, and those complete actions, how each one causes different problems, suffering results like that. like this, to get an idea. So now, even one day, there's so many negative karma, ill will, coffinness that I've just now explained, and one day, we created so many. For example, while we're in the house, when we go outside, when we go for shopping, because we don't apply meditation, we don't go for shopping either with the bodhicitta, renunciation, emptiness. With this thought, if one go for shopping, without renunciation, emptiness, bodhicitta, then what comes is a delusion. The mind is occupied by attachment. Attachment. First of all, there's self-cherishing thought. Then there's attachment. So department store or supermarket, or when we go for shopping. So how many objects we see in the shop? How wonderful if I have that. How wonderful if wish I have that in my kitchen, wish I have that, So many coffinness we generated. like this. Being attached in those things. We went for 1 or 2 hours. When we come back to home, then we come back with the mountains or with a huge load of the negative karma, covetousness. collecting within those 3 hours by going for shopping. one day we created so many, even the ten and virtuous action created so many, negative actions, even from the ten, so many created even one day. even there's no killing every day, but the other negative karmas, one has accumulated so many. one day, you see. One week so many, then one month so many, 1 year so many. Nikama is accumulated. So conclusion is this, that without emptiness, without emptiness, bodhicitta, renunciation. Without this practice, you see, without the motivation being possessed by this, with one of these, you see, then whatever we do, you see, without the motivation being possessed by any of this, whatever we do with the body, speech, mind, you see, mostly become negative karma. Whatever we do with the body, speech, mind, mostly become negative karma, except during prostration, making offering to the Buddha, you know, by thinking Buddha, making prostration, reciting, making offering, making prostration, circumambulation, statues, stupa, scriptures, you see, these holy objects, except these particular actions, which become virtue by the power of the object. Otherwise, all the rest of the action, walking, sitting, sleeping, so forth, you know, working in the office, working in the family, all the action, you see, that's done without without being possessed by any of the emptiness or renunciation, bodhicitta, then everything becomes karma. Everything becomes negative karma. Okay. So like this, for example, if you recite Om Mani Padme Hum, when we recite Om Mani Padme Hum, or Amitabha, or whatever mantra we recite, so when we recite mantra, if the motivation of reciting mantra is not possessed by emptiness, and neither bodhicitta nor renunciation of samsara, you see, that if you recite the mantra with the motivation, you know, just to have, with attachment, clinging to this life, you see, with attachment clinging to this life, then that motivation is non-virtue. So the action of reciting mantra, become non-virtue, did not become dharma. Action of reciting, you see, reciting mantra did not become dharma. Okay? So did not become dharma means did not become cause of happiness. The action of reciting mantra. Not enough. The text what we read is dharma text. The mantra what we recite, even though there is dharma, doesn't mean action of reciting mantra. Our action of reciting mantra becomes dharma. Even the mantra is dharma, but that doesn't mean our action of reciting mantra becomes dharma. It's two different things. So therefore, it is extremely important that when we recite mantra, that you see, that towards the motivation, and if it's attachment clinging to this life, then to transform into, you see, the best, then into bodhicitta, motivation bodhicitta. otherwise, you see, if, otherwise, if the motivation to recite a mantra, if it's attachment, you see, clinging to this life, to have, you see, clinging happiness this life, which means, you see, such as a healthy, you know, to have to be healthy, long life, wealth, power, so forth. So all this, you see, motivation, you see, seeing these things of this life is all attachment. It's all attachment, you see, clinging to this life. So the action reciting mantra does not become dharma. But your motivation, you see, for example, but your motivation is compassion towards sentient beings, you know, compassion towards the sentient beings, you see, to do extensive work for the teaching of Buddha, and to do extensive is to offer great benefit for the sentient beings. So for the sake of sentient beings, you see, then you need a long life and a healthy. And for that reason, you need power, wealth. Then for that reason, reciting mantra is different. You see, your main motivation is, you see, the motivation bodhicitta or compassion, loving kindness towards other sentient beings, you see. Your main motivation to benefit for other sentient beings. So that's the main aim. For that method, you need long life, healthy, world power. So then, for that reason, you see, reciting mantra, that is, you see, that is completely different. That is Dharma motivation. You see, that is thought of benefiting other sentient beings. That motivation. So this become, you see, this, with this motivation, reciting mantra, that becomes pure Dharma. Okay. So same thing, when we make party, same thing when we make party, giving food and tea, other people at home or in the restaurant. So if you do the attachment clinging to one's own dislike, happiness, then all the action, how much money we spend, all the action become non-virtue. But when we give food and drink, or the restaurant or at home to other people, you see, when we make a party, but if we do this, we thought of benefiting other sentient beings with the motivation bodhicitta, I must achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to practice charity. Then you see, if you make a party, if you give food and drink, whether it's a restaurant or whether it's at home, then you see how much money you spend. It all become dharma. Everything become virtue. It's a cause of enlightenment because the party, giving party, you know, food and drink is done with the motivation bodhicitta. So that is a great, one has accumulated, you see, extensive merit. So other way, done with the attachment clinging to one's own this life, then you see, giving food and drink, making a party, it's, no matter how much money one spends, so you see, it's like spending money to create net karma. So you see, so everything to do with your motivation mind. So while we can create our action, same action, you see, say cause of highest enlightenment to accumulate this infinite merit, then say if we didn't get the use for that, then it's a great loss. So great loss, and all those material money that we spent also, you see, great loss. we spend to say to create negative karma, so it becomes like that. so from morning until night, whatever we do with the external body, spirit, mind, so anything that which is done with the motivation, you see, attachment clinging to this life, then everything becomes, you see, negative karma. cause of logilum, hell, predator, animal, depending on how heavy it is. except those exceptional actions that I mentioned before. So, in our everyday life, that you see, when we when we go to sleep, eat, drink, you see, before we go to work at the office, so you see, whatever we do in our everyday life, so if you see, first we remember meaning of life, you know, my purpose of my life is to free all sentiments from all the suffering, to lead to enlightenment. So in order to service for other sentient beings, in order to receive enlightenment for sentient beings, I need to exercise heart. I need to do service for other sentient beings. for that reason, then I'm going to sleep. For that reason, then I'm going to eat food. Going to work in the office. So, you see, with this motivation, if you go to work in the office, you know, eat, sleep. And so if you do like this, then all the action that we do in our everyday life, walking, sitting, sleeping, all these actions then become, you see, a cause of enlightenment. You see, it has, we accumulate infinite merit from these actions, okay? So everything becomes dharma, you know, pure dharma. So to purify the negative karma, there are six methods mentioned. So reading the profound sutras, means to purify the negative karmas. There are six methods. So reading the profound sutra, text like those say reading teachings like the essence of wisdom sutras. Of emptiness, you know, present primary sutras. Then there's such as those Medicine Buddha's, you know, text. So those profound, you see, the Bodhisattva's prayers, you know, the prayer of the good deeds, commented by others' deeds. Such as so there are many sutras, so you see, that which purifies negative karma. So reading profound sutra texts. Then meditate on emptiness. Then making statues, you know, holy objects, statues, stupa, so forth, you see, scripture, you know, Dharma text. Making offering to the holy objects. Then reciting Buddha's holy names, like 35 Buddha. Reciting, you see, Amitabha's name, and the 35 Buddha's holy name, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha name, then you see the reciting the names of Buddha, then reciting reciting those special, you see, Buddha's names, then reciting mantra such as Om Mani Padme Hum, you see, Om Mani Padme Hum, then you see such as the Vajrasattva mantra, the Amitabha mantra, so forth, you see. So there are six ways to purify the negative karma. Okay? So the Om Mani Padme Hum is like merit is like sky, the benefit is like you see sky, infinite sky. So depending on how perfectly one recites, you know, you see mind which recites the mantra, you see, and that you see. Mind which recites the mantra, that how perfectly qualified, depending on that, you see, how much qualified, you see, mind which is motivation, mind which is recite mantra. So if you recite Om Mani Padme Hum one time, it purifies. For example, a fully ordained monk breaks all the four, having killed human being, then session course, then telling lie, you see, having realization, then you see, taking things and ungiving. So, you see, by reciting Om Mani Padme one time, and the fully ordained monk received all the four defeat, even those very heavy karma completely get purified. So it is reciting even one time Om Mani Padme Hum has much power. You know, so that depends on, you see, mind which recites mantra, how much qualified. You know? So it, like that. So the benefit of Om Mani Padme Hum, it said in the teachings, they never be finished explaining by Buddha, you see. How much explained cannot be finished explaining. So it is explained that if one recites Om Mani Padme Hum 1,000 every day, 1,000, you see, times every day, then you see, your children, you know, up to seven generations, they never get born in the lower realms. They don't get born in the lower realms up to seven generations. So if you recite, you see, parents, you see, recite 1,000 every day, 1,000 times, and then you see, children, up to seven generations doesn't get born in the lower realm. So I think the parents have quite the responsibility. No, that's one benefit the parents have to benefit for children, you see, children, grandchildren, girls. So this way, say, it becomes very, very worthwhile. It becomes great protection for them. So if one recite the 1,000 Om Mani Padme every day, then the body become blessed. The person's body become blessed. So when you go into the water, the person who recites 1,000 mantra every day, Om Mani Padme, so when you go into the water, you see, in a river, ocean, so then that water becomes blessed. So the water, whomever it touches, fish, tiny, big animal, or tiny insect, whomever the water touches, all those sentient beings get purified. Their negative karma get purified, and they don't get reborn in the lower realms.